Good afternoon and welcome to round 8 of Nick's Golf Guy podcast, a podcast designed for average golfers just like me. I'm Nick McClendon, coming to you from Norfolk, Virginia, right here on the edge of the Chesapeake Bay. I'm really excited about this round of Nick's Golf Guy podcast and glad you could join me. Today's podcast, we're going to be talking about golf news, what's happening on the PGA Tour, and a deep dive into the world of average golfers in this week's The Drive. Got a lot of other average golfer things to discuss today, so let's get things started with this week's Off the Tee. And this past week, there was some breaking news in the wide, wide world of golf. The LIV Golf Investments on Wednesday announced an 8-event series that will start in London in June and will feature 4 tournaments played in the United States. The LIV Golf Invitational Series will include 7 regular season events and a team championship match play finale at a yet-to-be-announced site, October 28th through 30th. Total prize money for the 8 events will be $255 million, according to LIV Golf Investments, and the 7 regular season tournaments will have a total purse of $25 million, which would be the richest in professional golf, with $20 million in individual prizes and $5 million for the top 3 teams. The top 3 individuals after the 7 regular season events will also share a $30 million bonus. Golf Guy Nick's commentary on the LIV Golf Invitation was coming up a little later in the round. The PGA Tour continued last week, March 17th through 20th, with the Valspar Championship in Enisbrook Resort, Palm Harbor, Florida, on the Copperhead course. Sam Burns repeats as champion at the Valspar for the second year in a row, pulling in $1,404,000 of the $7,800,000 purse. Burns beat Davis Riley on the second playoff hole to take home the win. Congratulations, Sam Burns, from all of us average golfers out there. This coming up tournament this week is going to be March 23rd through 27th, the WGC Dell Technologies Match Play in Austin Country Club down in the Lone Star State, Austin, Texas. The purse is $11,500,000. Top 3 moneymakers this week in the wide, wide world of professional golf. Number 3, the man from Japan, Hideki Matsuyama, has $4,028,633 thus far this year. Number 2 on the tour is Scottie Scheffler, $5,298,014. And the number 1 pro golfer raking in the big bucks is Cameron Smith, $5,797,375. Congratulations, guys. Keep up the good work. Top 3 golfers in the land this year. Number 3 coming in at Victor Hovland. Number 2, Colin Morikawa. And the number 1 golfer in the world is the Spaniard, John Rahm. That's it for golf news this week on Nick's Golf Guy podcast. Now let's head on over for a deep dive into the wide, wide world of the average golfer with this week's The Drive. And our deep dive this week on Nick's Golf Guy podcast is going to be a course review of the Red Wing Lake Golf Course in Virginia Beach, which is a golf facility that features 7,124 yards of golf from the longest tees for the par of 72. The course rating is a 73.7 and has a slope rating of 125 on Bermuda grass. Designed by George W. Cobb, Kevin Tucker Design Group, the Red Wing Lake Golf Course opened in 2006. Virginia Beach Golf Management manages the facility with Eddie Luke PGA as the general manager. A couple of things I learned this week that I want to pass on to my average golfers before I move on is slope rating is a term trademarked by the United States Golf Association. It's a measurement of the difficulty of a course for bogey golfers relative to the course rating. The course rating is very easy to understand because it is expressed in strokes. A par 72 course that is easy might have a course rating of 68.9. One that is difficult might have a course rating of 74.5. That means that a scratch golfer should be expected to average 68.9 strokes in his better rounds at the easier course and 74.5 at the more difficult one. So I learned something new and I hope you did too. That's going to be slope rating and golf course rating, according to the PGA. On to Red Wing Lake Golf Course. I wanted to highlight a couple of holes on this course for those of you looking for a place to visit here in Virginia Beach and play golf. Red Wing is the signature municipal course in Virginia Beach, and let me tell you, it is a lot of fun. However, we are in late March, and I played yesterday, and the course conditions for this particular day were not ideal. The grass is still in the winter mode of kind of light brown, so finding any kind of wayward shots was very difficult. However, I do want to pull out a couple of holes that really stood out to me on the front nine. Hole number four, which is a 190 yards from the white tee, long par three, over water. There's room on the right and the left for any missed shots. However, very difficult. I went into the drink on this one, had to take a penalty shot. Okay, so on to the next hole of the course is going to be the sixth hole. Water on the approach. The challenge for this hole is going to be on your approach shot. There's water to the left that narrows pretty quickly, and you got kind of got to shoot it over the water onto the green. So very difficult approach shot. However, it's a dog leg right. Very challenging for the average golfer. And then on to the ninth hole, which is a par five. Very exciting hole. It's a wide open fairway from the tee box. And then as you get midway through, water to the left narrows the fairway. And you have to kind of make a decision if you want to kind of hit up to the right and then on to the left to the green, or stroke it up over the water for the challenge to hit the green. So I would say that the par 5-9 is one of the signature holes on the course at Red Wing. On the back nine, let's highlight the 14th hole, par 5, 468-yard hole. Very challenging on par 5 as the fairway is waterlined along the right side of this hole, and it's very difficult. Especially if you have a slice, you're going to end up in the drink and dropping the ball. So you want to stay left on this particular hole as well. You want to be very careful with your approach shot as the water runs right up until to the right side of the green. So if you want to take a chance and nail the green from midway out, you are really risking it. Best play is going to play short and chip it up before heading up, trying to really pound it onto the green, because the topography of this particular hole is very difficult. It is the third hardest hole on the course. And then on to the 15th, par 4, 371 yards. It's the fifth hardest hole on the course, and the big challenge to this particular hole is going to be the water on your approach shot again. The water really narrows, so you need to make a decision on your second shot. If you have a solid driver out into the fairway, you got a decision to make if you want to play short and then loft it over onto the green, or if you're just feeling confident to really lay it out and put it on the green on your second shot to roll one in for birdie. I had a difficult time on this one. I did clear the water, but I stayed right, chipped it on, ended up bogeying this particular hole, but very challenging insofar as your approach shot on this one as well. So 14 and 15, a lot of water, a lot of challenge on the approach shot. So it's, you know, just be focused on what you want to do and be prepared for your before you know, take your first swing off the tee. And now on to the 18th hole, the seventh hardest hole on the course, is 517-yard par 5. Really enjoyed this as the final hole at Red Wing Golf Course. Hill-lined fairways to the right. Water, again, on the left that led right up to the green. Had some difficulty on my second shot, so ended up behind one of the hills on the right. Couldn't see the green very well. Ended up missing the green on my approach shot. Had to chip it on very difficult, and a double bogey on the 18th. So it definitely has some fun challenges at the end of your round at Red Wing. So that was my round yesterday. Had a really good time at Red Wing Golf Course. Nick's Golf Guy Podcast ratings for Red Wing Golf Course, 1 through 5, 5 being the best and 1 being the worst. Going to give Red Wing Golf Course a 3.5, which is very worthy in the eyes of the average golfer. If you're in Virginia Beach looking for a golf course, check out Red Wing Golf Course. That's going to be it for this week's The Drive on round 8 of Nick's Golf Guy Podcast. Now let's head on over to this week's The Short Game. And this week's golf language lesson for the average golfer here on Nick's Golf Guy Podcast. Got 3 new words for you. First one is casual water. Any temporary accumulation of water which is visible before or after a player takes his stance and which is not a hazard of itself or is not a water hazard. The most common is flooding after heavy rain. Casual water. The next word is an acronym. It's MYOF. Make your own foursome. I think we've all been there before. And then the third word of the golf language lesson today is going to be waggle. Movement of the club head prior to swinging. Flourishing of the club behind and over the ball. It's going to be Nick's Golf Guy Podcast golf language lesson. Casual water, MYOF, and waggle. Add those to your golf language lesson for today. And in today's golf gear review, the best putters of 2022, according to GearHungry.com. GearHungry.com has listed the best putters of 2022. And we're going to go over the top 5 on their list. Number 5 being the Odyssey Callaway White Hot Pro Putter. Number 4 is the Golf Club's Scotty Cameron Select Putter Newport 2. Third on the list is going to be the Odyssey Hot Pro Putter. Number 2 on the list is our friends over at TaylorMade Golf Spider Putter. And the number 1 putter, according to GearHungry.com, is going to be Pine Meadow Golf PGX. If you're in the market for a new putter, check out GearHungry.com for the breakdown of the top putters of 2022. That's going to be it for this week's short game. Now let's head on over to this week's The Putt. Now let's talk about the Saudi Group, a.k.a. LIV Golf Invitational. The Saudi Group is moving forward with their plans. My question to you, my average golfer, is how long do you think the major tour players will sit out the LIV Golf Invite before the money that is being offered can be all but be ignored? That's the question of the week. My fellow average golfers, do you think the LIV Golf Invitational will gain traction among golf player elite? If so, how long will it take? Name and town. GolfGuyNick757@gmail.com. GolfGuyNick757@gmail.com. Now, Golf Guy Nick, I really think that, insofar as Golf Guy Nick podcast is concerned, I really think that it's too early to really kind of leverage a understanding of maybe the popularity of what this tour can bring to professional golf. Don't know. I don't see John Rahm leaving the PGA Tour to go play with the Saudi Group. However, I don't see the Saudi Group inviting people like me with a 95 average to play for $4 million purse. So it's still too early to really focus on how well this is gonna pan out insofar as the Pro Golf Tour. Golf Guy Nick stands firm. I think the Saudi Group, the LIV Golf Invitational, is going to be a bust. They're going to be inviting golfers that have no name recognition. And it's just, I think the first couple of years are going to be a really kind of a sludge, a walkthrough sludge for them insofar as gaining momentum with the tour elite and the top golfers in the world. So that's where I stand on this. I'm not a fan of the LIV Golf Invitational. If it wasn't connected to the Saudi the Saudi group, if it was more of a legitimate group that didn't have human rights violations and other things involved with their country, I probably would be a little bit more behind it. I do like competition. However, I think the PGA Tour is just well too rooted in the world of golf and into the minds of the average golfer for this thing to really take off. But I've been wrong before, and I'll be wrong again. You can just ask me about the course management from yesterday's tour. I can that'll wrap that one up. So anyway, golfguynick757@gmail.com. That is the question of the week. Again, do you think as an average golfer, the LIV Golf Invitational will gain traction among the golf player elite? If so, how long will it take? That's going to be it for round 8 of Nick's Golf Guy podcast, a podcast designed for average golfers. I appreciate you sticking around. Don't forget, if you're in the Mid-Atlantic area of Virginia Beach, Virginia, Red Wing Golf Course should be on your agenda. Until round 9 next week, my fellow average golfers, unite, hit them straight, and beat the round. Golf Guy Nick signing out. See you next time.